Welcome to the Raised with Jesus podcast, 10 minutes every day where the life of Jesus meets yours. I'm your host, Pastor Hagen, and you've got your daily Bible reading for January 13th, 2019. This is day number 9 in our Bible 100 reading challenge, and we're looking at Genesis chapters 27 and 28. Here goes. When Isaac was old and his eyes were so dim that he could hardly see, he called Esau, his older son, and said to him, "My son." He said to him, "I am here." Isaac said, "Look, I am very old, and I do not know when I am going to die. So please, take your gear, your quiver, and your bow, and go out to the open country and get some wild game for me. Make me tasty food, the kind I love, and bring it to me so that I may eat, and I may bless you with all my soul before I die." Rebekah had been listening when Isaac spoke to Esau, his son. After Esau went to the open country to hunt for game and to bring it back, Rebekah spoke to Jacob, her son, and said, "Listen, I heard your father speak to Esau, your brother, and tell him, 'Bring me some wild game and make tasty food for me, so that I may eat it, and I may give you a blessing from the Lord before my death.' Therefore, my son, obey my voice and do what I am commanding you. Go now to the flock and get me 2 of the best young goats. I will make them into tasty food for your father, the kind he loves. You will bring it to your father, so that he can eat it and bless you before his death." Jacob said to his mother Rebekah, "But Esau, my brother, is a hairy man, and my skin is smooth. What if my father touches me? I will be exposed to him as a deceiver, and I will bring a curse on myself and not a blessing." His mother said to him, "Let your curse be on me, my son. Just obey my voice and go get them for me." He went and got them and brought them to his mother. His mother made tasty food, the kind his father loved. Rebekah took the good clothing of Esau, her older son, which was with her in the house, and put it on Jacob, her younger son. She put the skins of the young goats on his hands and forearms, and on the smooth part of his neck. She put the tasty food and the bread that she had prepared into the hands of her son, Jacob. He came to his father and said, "My father." He said, "I am here. Who are you, my son?" Jacob said to his father, "I am Esau, your firstborn. I have done what you asked me to do. Please get up and sit here and eat some of my wild game so that you may bless me with all your soul." Isaac said to his son, "How is it that you have found it so quickly, my son?" He said, "Because the Lord your God gave me success." Isaac said to Jacob, "Please come near so that I may feel you, my son, whether you are really my son Esau or not." Jacob went close to Isaac, his father, who felt him and said, "The voice is the voice of Jacob, but the hands are the hands of Esau." He did not recognize him because his hands were hairy, like his brother Esau's hands. That was why he blessed him. But again he asked, "Are you really my son Esau?" He said, "I am." "Bring it to me," he said, "and I will eat some of my son's wild game so that I may bless you." Jacob brought it to him, and he ate. He brought him wine, and he drank. His father Isaac said to him, "Come here now and kiss me, my son." He came near and kissed him. He smelled his clothing, so he blessed him and said, "Yes, the smell of my son is the smell of the open field that the Lord has blessed. May God give you the dew from the sky, the richness of the earth, and plenty of grain and new wine. Let people serve you and nations bow down to you. Be lord over your brothers. Let your mother's sons bow down to you. Cursed be everyone who curses you. Blessed be everyone who blesses you." As soon as Isaac had finished blessing Jacob, and Jacob had just gone out from the presence of Isaac his father, Esau his brother came in from his hunting. He also prepared tasty food and brought it to his father. He said to his father, "Let my father get up and eat his son's wild game, so that you may bless me with all your soul." Isaac his father said to him, "Who are you?" He said, "I am your son, your firstborn, Esau." Isaac trembled violently and said, "Then who was it that hunted wild game and brought it to me? I ate all of it before you came, and I have blessed him, and yes, he will be blessed." When Esau heard the words of his father, he let out a very loud and bitter cry and said to his father, "Bless me too, my father." He said, "Your brother came deceitfully and has taken away your blessing." Esau said, "Isn't he rightly named Jacob? For he has tripped me up in these two times. He took away my birthright, and look, now he has taken away my blessing. He also asked, haven't you reserved a blessing for me? Isaac answered Esau, you see, I have made him your lord, and have given him all his brothers to him as his servants. I have sustained him with grain and new wine, so what can I do for you, my son? Esau said to his father, have you only one blessing, my father? Bless me too, my father. And Esau wept loudly. Isaac, his father, answered him, know this, your dwelling will be away from the richness of the earth, and away from the dew of the sky above. By your sword you will live, but you will serve your brother. Then when you break loose, you will shake his yoke off your neck. Esau hated Jacob because of the blessing with which his father had blessed him. Esau said in his heart, the days of mourning for my father are at hand, and then I will kill my brother Jacob. The words of Esau, her older son, were told to Rebekah. She sent and called Jacob, her younger son, and said to him, listen, your brother Esau is consoling himself in regard to you by planning to kill you. Now therefore, my son, obey my voice. Get up, flee to Laban, my brother, in Haran. Stay with him a few days until your brother's fury turns away, until your brother's anger turns away from you, and he forgets what you have done to him. Then I will send for you and get you from there. Why should I be deprived of both of you in one day? Rebekah said to Isaac, I am tired of my life because of the daughters of Heth. If Jacob takes a wife from the daughters of Heth, these daughters of the land, what good will my life do to me? Chapter 28. So Isaac called Jacob, blessed him, and commanded him, you shall not take a wife from the daughters of Canaan. Get up, go to Padan Aram, to the house of Bethuel, your mother's father. Take a wife from there, from the daughters of Laban, your mother's brother. May God Almighty bless you, and make you fruitful, and multiply you, so that you may become a community of peoples. May he give you and your descendants along with you the blessing he gave to Abraham, so that you may inherit the land where you have been living as an alien, the land God gave to Abraham. So Isaac sent Jacob away. He went to Padan Aram, to Laban, the son of Bethuel the Aramean. Laban was the brother of Rebekah, who was the mother of Jacob and Esau. Esau observed that Isaac had blessed Jacob and sent him away to Padan Aram to take a wife from there, and that as he blessed him, he had commanded him, you shall not take a wife from the daughters of Canaan. When he saw that Jacob had obeyed his father and his mother and had gone to Padan Aram, Esau realized that the daughters of Canaan did not please Isaac, his father. So Esau went to Ishmael, and he took Mahalath, the daughter of Ishmael, Abraham's son, the sister of Nebaioth, to be his wife, in addition to the wives he already had. Jacob set out from Beersheba and traveled toward Haran. He came to a certain place and decided to spend the night there because the sun had set. He took one of the stones from that place, put it under his head, and lay down to sleep in that place. He had a dream in which he saw a stairway set up on the earth with its top reaching to heaven. There were angels of God ascending and descending on it. There at the top stood the Lord, who said, I am the Lord, the God of your father Abraham and the God of Isaac. The land on which you are lying, I give to you and to your descendants. Your descendants will be like the dust of the earth, and you will spread abroad to the west, and to the east, and to the north, and to the south. And you and in your seed all the families of the earth will be blessed. Now I am with you, and will watch over you wherever you go. And I will bring you back again to this land. Indeed, I will not leave you until I have done what I have promised to you. Jacob woke up from his sleep, and he said, certainly the Lord is in this place, and I was not aware of it. He was afraid, and he said, how awe-inspiring is this place! This is nothing other than the house of God, and this is the gate to heaven. Jacob got up early in the morning. He took the stone that he had put under his head and set it up as a sacred memorial stone and poured oil on top of it. He named that place Bethel. Before this, the name of the city had been Luz. Jacob took a vow. If God will be with me to keep me safe on this journey I am making, and if he gives me food to eat and clothing to put on, and I come back to my father's house in safety, the Lord will be my God, and this stone that I have set up as a memorial stone will be God's house. and I will certainly give you a tenth of everything you give me. This is the word of our God. We've got two things to note in this section today. First of all, from the first chapter that we read, from Genesis chapter 27, and the blessing of Jacob. Very often, especially when you see artwork of this, like in a children's Bible or something like that, you see Jacob as like this little teenager, or maybe a young man in his 20s or something like that. But he's not. I'm borrowing some of this chronology from Andrew Steinman's excellent book entitled From Abraham to Paul, and he gives a chronology of the lives of the patriarchs. And so, if you keep in mind, you know, Abraham is right around the year 2000, 2100. And so Isaac was born in the year 2066 BC. And he gets married when he's 40 years old, 2026. And Isaac and Rebecca don't have any kids for 20 years. And Isaac prays about that. And then after they've been married for 20 years, then God gives them these twins. And that's where Rebecca's like, what's going on down here? It feels like there's a war going on in my womb. And so 2006 BC is when Jacob and Esau are born. And according to the dating and all the chronology that we have in the Old Testament, the flight to Paddan Aram is in 1930. So Jacob is 76 years old. His father is 116, and Isaac is going to be living for almost 45 more years. Isaac is 180 years old when he dies. And so Jacob really should know better. Isaac and Rebecca and Esau certainly should know better, but you probably caught up on that hint there in Genesis 27, and it becomes even more apparent in Genesis 28, and also in the previous chapter when Esau isn't a believer. It doesn't seem like he is. He marries these Canaanite women in previous chapters, and he married one, and then he saw how it displeased his parents, and then he married one or two more. And then here in this chapter, he hears that Jacob is being sent away. You know, 76-year-old Jacob, go find a wife. And he's being sent away because his parents, Isaac and Rebecca, don't want him taking a wife from the Canaanites. And so Esau's like, all right, I'll take another one or another two. And so Jacob is 76 years old. He really should know better, but he doesn't. He goes away and he's in Paddan Aram for about 20 years. And he gets to see his father for another 25 years before his father passes away. I think that's helpful for keeping us anchored in history here. And maybe I'll include one or two of those charts in the show notes from Andrew Steinman's book, From Abraham to Paul. Your pastor should have it on his bookshelf, and if he doesn't, you should suggest it to him. And then otherwise, here in chapter 28, we have this vision of a staircase to heaven, and angels going up and down on it. This isn't a Led Zeppelin song, folks. This is a beautiful vision from God. And Jesus picks up on this in John chapter 1, the very last chapter of John chapter 1, verse 51, when he's having that discussion with Nathanael and Philip. And Jesus says, "Amen, amen, I tell you, you will see heaven opened and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man." And so Jacob, in his vision, he gets this strong reminder that God wants him to come back here to this place, to this land that has been promised to Abraham and to his descendants. But in Jesus, we have an even greater fulfillment than that. Not a place, but a person, where Jesus is pictured as this staircase or this ladder between heaven and earth. He is the one, the God-man, the one bridging the gap between God and us, and he most certainly has. And so as you go about your day, whether you're 6 or 76 or 180 or anywhere in between, we realize that as long as we are on this earth, sometimes we make foolish decisions like Isaac and Rebecca and Jacob and Esau all did. Sometimes we make sinful decisions and in a very willful way. That it's not some accident, but it's something that we actually have chosen to do. But our Lord has promised to bridge the gap between us and him. He is the one who has come down to earth to us with the intent of baptizing us and nourishing us in his church, that he might bring us to him. God bless your day. Thanks for joining us in the Raised with Jesus podcast, and we'll see you again tomorrow. And if this has been beneficial for you, hit that share button and share us with a friend.